Sports.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Republican Tim Pawlenty launched his presidential campaign with a pledge to tell Americans the truth. Yeah, which explains his slogan, Tim Pawlenty for president, I'm not going to win.
There's Conan O'Brien having some fun with Tim Pawlenty following Pawlenty's official announcement he's running for president. That's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio on MSNBC. Ed Schultz talked about Pawlenty and his claims that as governor, he balanced the budget in Minnesota.
Former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty officially jumped into the ring. He jumped into the 2012 presidential race, and he didn't waste any time before going on national television and flat out lying through his teeth.
America is in big trouble. Our finances are out of control. The debt and the deficit are not being tackled by the current president. I've got experience in Minnesota as governor in tackling spending. I balance budgets. President Obama, unfortunately, doesn't have the courage to look the American people in the eye and tell them the tough truth, the things that we're going to need to do to get our spending under control. But when it comes to getting this federal government spending and deficit and debt under control, I've got a record in Minnesota of actually doing that.
Really? I pay a lot of taxes in Minnesota, and I got a different story for you, former governor. Saying that you can balance a budget, telling the American people that is a flat-out lie. The Minnesota Taxpayers Association also says that Pawlenty balanced the state budget last year with budgetary duct tape, which means he used accounting tricks like borrowing $1 billion that was designated for health care for Minnesotans who had paid into it. He robbed it. Borrowing $1.4 billion from education funding. Property taxes, have they gone up? You better believe they have. And borrowing more than $400 million from a health care fund for low-income families. Then he delayed $152 million in sales and corporate income tax refunds. And he took $2.3 billion in federal stimulus funds after criticizing the president, but he did use it to try to balance his budget. The end result, Tim Pawlenty left Minnesota to deal with more than a $5 billion budget deficit, which, of course, the Republican-controlled legislature still hasn't resolved. In fact, at midnight tonight was going to be the last day that their legislative session was going to meet, so Governor Dayton, the Democrat now who inherited all this garbage, will have to call a special session, which will cost more money, and try to pass a budget. And, of course, the states could be facing a government shutdown. That's what they're talking about in Minnesota. Pawlenty didn't balance the budget. He just kicked the can down the road and tried to take credit for accounting tricks. And now he wants to be president of the United States, and he calls that leadership. The position of Pawlenty's campaign announcement in a local paper, I think, sums it up pretty damn good, his chances for 2012. The St. Paul Pioneer Press put him on the obituary page.
Former Minnesota Governor Arnie Carlson also has some concerns about some of the things Pawlenty has been claiming he did for the state.
When I listened to what Governor Pawlenty said about the presidency and what he did in Minnesota, I thought the mess he was referring to was the one he left behind in our state. I supported Tim Pawlenty when he first ran, and I appointed his wife to the bench. So this isn't personal. This is about confidence. I just happen to be an old-fashioned Republican who thinks the White House should be occupied by our nation's best and our brightest, and I think our party should nominate our best and our brightest, and I do not believe that Tim Pawlenty's record in Minnesota warrants any kind of advancement. When you look at what he did, just let's just take the property tax. In the prior 8 years, to Governor Pawlenty's arrival, property taxes rose $716 million. During Pawlenty's years, they rose $2.5 billion. Now, no matter how you read that, that's an enormous increase. And to run around saying he balanced the budget without raising taxes is not true. What he did was cut spending on the state side, push the responsibilities to local governments, and local governments raised the property tax to pay the bills. That's not solving the problem. That's just pushing the problem down the pike. And as a result, Moody's gave warnings every single year about Minnesota's financial mismanagement, and ultimately they lowered our credit rating, which means we have to pay millions of dollars more in interest costs than we normally would when we had the AAA bond rating.
Coming up, we shift the focus to some of the other candidates, starting with Sean Hannity's conversation with Herman Cain. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloud bursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Now at ExxonMobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana, New Jersey, and some Florida stores do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
If there's a few hungry tummies on the patio, it's a summer party.
Sam's Club member Christy Fowler.
Thanks. Sodas, snacks. Sam's Club is ready with everything, so I'm ready for anything.
From hand-cut meats to fresh produce, simple summer meals to easy entertaining ideas, Sam's Club has the highest quality at low members-only prices. Not a member? Join now through June 5th. Get 10 weeks of savings for just $10.
Whoops, gotta go.
10 weeks, just $10. Only at Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
I had no idea tire pressure could affect my car's fuel efficiency. Thankfully, the Sears Blue Automotive crew was there to help. They checked my tire pressure for free and even filled me in on what types of new tires could help me save on gas.
Through May 31st, save on all tires. Plus, save an additional $80 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four Goodyear tires. Special financing available. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Prizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Prizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here, focusing on the enlarging field of Republican presidential hopefuls on Fox. Sean Hannity talks to Herman Cain about his experience in business and politics.
I know your success on the radio because I'm in the radio business. Yep. You were the CEO of Godfather's Pizza. I believe it was within about a year or 14 months you brought it out of the red and into the
into profitability.
So you have that background. You were asked the question, well, you don't have any political experience, and your answer was, well, all these other guys do. How's that working out for you? Why do you think your lack of political experience is a plus?
It is a plus for the following reasons, Sean. No matter what business venture I took over or what situation I took over, the approach to problem solving was the same. And I happen to believe that this approach to problem solving would work in government. Number one, make sure you're working on the right problem. Number two, make sure you set the right priorities. And in government, that means that you put the money where you want your priorities to be. Number three, surround yourself with the right people. Number four, if you do that, you're going to be able to put together the right plans. Then you execute. The problem in Washington, D.C., is that they don't do that. It's most reactive rather than proactive in terms of solving problems. Americans want problems to be solved. And here is the good news. It's not rocket science. People are looking for common sense solutions, and that's what I have been talking about, and that's what is resonating right with so many people across this country.
And you support the fair tax, and we've gone over some of these issues, and when we do our half hour with you, as we're doing with all the other candidates, we'll go into this a little more deeply. I was watching you with Chris Wallace this weekend. There's been a lot of internet buzz and a bit of controversy that has emerged over this exchange. Let's roll the tape.
It's Israel's decision, not President Obama's decision, as to where those borderlands ought to be.
Where do you stand on the right of return?
The right of return? The right of return?
The Palestinian right of return.
That's something that should be negotiated. That's something that should be negotiated.
But do you think the Palestinian refugees, the people who were kicked out of the land in 1948, should be able or should have any right to return to Israeli land?
Yes, but not under Palestinian conditions.
A lot of people think you didn't understand the right of return.
They are exactly right, Sean. Chris caught me off guard. I didn't understand the right of return. That came out of left field. And of all the questions that I anticipated him asking me, I didn't even conceive of him asking me about the right of return. I now know what that is. The thing that you're going to learn about Herman Cain, if he doesn't know something, he's not going to try and fake it or give an answer that he doesn't know what he's talking about. Now, here's the thing about that right of return that I have learned since Sunday. It wasn't that they were kicked out of Israel by the Jews. No, their Arab leaders asked them to leave because they thought they were going to annihilate what was left and then they could go back. So, yes, I still stick by my answer. It is the responsibility and the decision to be made by Israel.
Do you understand? Have you gone over, for example, the UN partition plan in 48, the 67 Six-Day War, the Yom Kippur War in 73, and you think the return to 67 borders is?
I think the return is, I think that just the way Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says, that is, that's not something that he wants to give in on. And I would agree with him. It's not the president's responsibility or authority to be able to dictate to Israel where those borders ought to be. That's Israel's decision.
Host Tom Griffith, Jennifer Vaughn, and Jeff McKeown talk about how well Mitt Romney seems to be doing in New Hampshire.
Well, 9 months or so from the New Hampshire primary, and state Republicans continue to think that Mitt Romney is their best chance at taking back the White House.
The latest WMUR CNN poll shows 42% say Romney is the best matchup against President Obama. The rest of the field isn't even close, but that's not to say he's got this primary locked up. Josh McKelvin joins us now and more.
Yeah, that's right. During the last couple of weeks, also, we've seen some big names drop out of the race. Donald Trump, he's gone. Mike Huckabee, not going to do it. And this weekend, Mitch Daniels of Indiana decided the same thing. So the field is starting to take shape a bit. And while Mitt Romney certainly has nothing to complain about in this poll, there's still a long way to go. And there are a lot of voters on the fence.
It's going to take a new president of the United States.
No real surprise at the top as the former Bay State governor manages more support than the next four possibles combined, a field that includes the likes of Ron Paul, Newt Gingrich, Tim Pawlenty, and Rudy Giuliani.
The one constant has been that Mitt Romney has consistently led in New Hampshire going back to 2009, and he continues to lead now.
A logjam can be found in the next five in the field as Sarah Palin hits the board with 5 points. Michelle Bachmann, Herman Cain, John Huntsman all pull down 4%, while frequent New Hampshire visitor Rick Santorum checks in with 2 points.
So we've got a very evenly distributed field once you get past Mitt Romney.
Romney also comes out on top on who's best to handle the issues of the day, such as the economy, the deficit, and even leading on the topic of health care. But when it comes to fighting terrorism, Romney takes a backseat to former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who tops the list with Newt Gingrich finishing third. On those intangibles, though, Romney continues to dominate.
40% think that he is the strongest leader. 37% think he has the right experience to be president. 42% think that he's the candidate who can beat Obama.
The biggest challenge for Mitt Romney coming out of these series of polls is how does he handle expectations? He now is the dominant frontrunner, which means he has to lead in every category and every poll going forward, or it's going to be seen as a sign of weakness.
So if you're looking for some wiggle room, there's plenty of that, too. A staggering 87% of those polled insist they have no idea who they're going to vote for. Here's another number for you. 50%, only half, say they're even satisfied with someone that's in the potential field of candidates.
Coming up, more opinions and reactions to the rest of the field of candidates. The Republicans in the focus on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Dumb.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen talking about what is going on in the world of talk radio and talk television, news talk television and radio, Republican presidential candidates front and center on CNN, Karen Chetry and Carol Costello. Talk to former Congresswoman Susan Molinari of New York about how much more focus is being given to the candidates that have decided not to run than those who are actually campaigning.
It's so funny to see so much written, and this has been over the past few weeks, about who's not running rather than who is. The latest is everybody bemoaning the fact that Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels said no. How viable of a candidate do you think he was, and how big of a loss will this be for the GOP field?
Mitch Daniels enjoyed a lot of support throughout this country, and particularly with people who knew him and worked with him here in Washington, D.C. So from an organizational standpoint, he has really built up a pretty good brand in terms of political supporters, fundraisers, and people, strategists who wanted to work for Mitch Daniels. And you're absolutely right. When you couple that with the announcements by Haley Barbour and Mike Huckabee that they're not interested in running, I can only conclude that the phone in Governor Christie's mansion is continuing to ring off the hook right now today.
Well, you mentioned Governor Christie, but also Paul Ryan is another one you keep hearing about.
Jeb Bush.
You keep hearing about Jeb Bush. And these are people who've said, no, this is not my year.
Right. And you know what? This is not unusual in a Republican tradition. We have two traditions for Republican Party candidates. Number one, we're never really satisfied with our field. I mean, if you go back even to Ronald Reagan, people were complaining about the field of candidates. And number two, we usually do coalesce around the front runner. So this is really not that unusual. But the truth is, with Mitch Daniels breaking out and the other sort of front runners leaving Mitt Romney up there, it does give a little more breathing room to Governor Pawlenty, perhaps encouraging Governor Huntsman to get in the race, waiting still to see what happens with Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin in terms of if either one of them throws their hat in the ring. I think you're going to see a lot of movement and final movement now that it's starting to take shape over the next few weeks. And quite frankly, it has to.
That's funny that you say that, because there are others who say there's plenty of time. I mean, there's plenty of time for people to announce, and we could see this throughout the summer. I mean, I understand when it comes to fundraising, earlier the better. How viable is Tim Pawlenty? What do you think of him?
Well, I think he is a viable candidate. He obviously has great credentials as governor. He is sort of that, tough talking, we need to make some difficult decisions type of governor, and will be that type of presidential candidate. The fiscal responsibility message that the Republicans feel so strongly about in terms of discipline, reducing the debt, reducing the deficit, building businesses and jobs, he's got that in his background. So I think he is viable. The only thing really from a constructive standpoint, let's just take a look at it. Governor Mitt Romney has been running for president consistently for at least the last 7 years. And I think that has to say that at this moment right now, he has to be the presumptive front runner.
In Indiana, talk host Tom Rose speaking with analyst Dan Rail about what he thinks the reasons are behind Mitch Daniels' decisions not to run.
Let me say this about Governor Daniels. Actually, a lot to say about him. He's a man of absolutely
impeccable dignity and honor and grace, all that kind of stuff. He is also, without exaggeration or hyperbole, the single smartest human being I have ever interacted with, engaged with, and I spent some time around some pretty doggone smart people. I mean, this guy, you're absolutely right, and this is my pop psychology at work here. The reason he said these, there's not a clumsy cell in the man's body. He is the most deliberate, thought-out, disciplined, self-controlled human being I have ever met, without a close second. So these things, I mean, that's, we all kept scratching our heads. Why is he doing this? Because he didn't want to run. You know, he never wanted to run.
It's possible that, I mean, we tend to think about that stuff, and then we say, well, you know, who knows. But I think you can, if you're feeling in a position you may not want to be in, and he may have been feeling pressured to run, it literally can make you kind of get out of your comfort zone and you say and do things differently than you usually might just because you're a little uncomfortable.
Coming up, we shift the focus on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The weekend is coming!
This Memorial Day weekend at Ace, save 40% on an Adirondack chair, now just $29.99.
The weekend is coming!
Or pick up Miracle-Gro potting mix for $8.99 each with a $5 mail-in rebate available. So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place.
Prices good at participating Ace stores May 27th through 30th. Limit 2 rebates total for Miracle-Gro purchases. Additional conditions apply.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See store for details.
O'Reilly. When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The countdown continues now with a focus on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaking before a rare joint session of Congress outlining his plans for peace. Host Peter Boyle is talking with Dr. Arthur Gilbert here, professor of international studies at the University of Denver, about Israel and what President Obama and Prime Minister Netanyahu have had to say.
There's so many things to talk about. I thought about you immediately last week when the president made this statement about returning to the mid-67 borders that would be so there would be a peace process. And always just begin your overall thoughts of this. And, of course, Netanyahu's here.
Yes, he's in the United States, yes.
And made a speech last night that he said, look, there's no way. So if you would just begin, as the man said at the beginning, your thoughts.
Well, I would. My first thought was that the bottom line is this is an old pattern. The United States makes a speech. This has happened through many administrations, Democratic and Republican. The Israeli prime minister chimes in and says it's not going to happen, and it doesn't happen. I would argue a very darker view, and that is the likelihood of a Middle East peace process starting now is actually more remote than it was before because of all of the upheavals in the Middle East. And Israel right now is not focused on settling its situation with Gaza and the West Bank. What it's focused with is a problem they always have, and that is instability in countries on its borders. And the model for this is looking at the relationship between Israel and Lebanon, a country characterized by great instability, and now the Israeli situation is the same thing is happening in Egypt, the same thing is happening in Syria, and those are far more dangerous countries than Lebanon. And this means, and this is very much a part of international political theory, if you will, particularly with regard to revolutions, that internal settlements are less likely now than they have been for many years.
When do you trust Arab Spring? I listen to people and read people that say you have no idea who's lingering in the background, that it's the Muslim Brotherhood. You don't know who's there. What do you do with all of that?
Well, the main problem is it's a generic model. It isn't just Israel. It's every country, including the United States.
Sure.
Countries abhor ambiguity on their borders. Anytime there is something that looks revolutionary or unstable, countries, first of all, become very conservative internally and very, very wary about exercising foreign policy options that might be good but simply aren't going to happen because of a sense of insecurity. It's like when people feel insecure, their reactions are very often not the same as when they're in positions of security, and countries follow pretty much that model.
On CNN, Jack Cafferty speaking about the president's comments regarding peace and the talks between Israel and the Palestinians and the debate over the 1967 border.
The president is still trying to navigate around some comments he made in a speech last Thursday suggesting that peace talks between Israel and the Palestinian people should begin with the borders established before the 1967 war, in which Israel captured the Gaza Strip and parts of the West Bank. Palestinians claim that some of that land is theirs. The suggestion by President Obama angered the Israeli people and created an uncomfortable meeting between President Obama and Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, at the White House on Friday. Sticking with the pre-1967 borders has been a long-held U.S. position, but it's not stated very often. Yesterday, the president spoke before AIPAC, the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, Washington's most powerful pro-Israel lobbying group, in an effort at damage control. He reiterated that peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians ought to start with those pre-1967 borders, but he said they should just be used as a starting point and that land swaps should eventually be part of the plan in order to be fair to both sides. Netanyahu will address AIPAC tonight. President Obama has said that he's trying to jumpstart these peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians in order to slow growing momentum for a declaration of a Palestinian statehood at the United Nations this coming September. The president hopes to convince his European counterparts to vote against that idea while he's on this trip to Europe. The tensions between the two longtime allies remain high, and the rhetoric coming out of Israel has suddenly gotten quite a bit sharper. The question is, President Obama making U.S. relations with Israel worse? Maryland says no, he's not. President Obama knows what he's doing. He's trying to get something going between Israel and the Palestinian people. The fact that the Israeli Prime Minister went ballistic shows you that he's not ready for the peace talks. He only wants things to go his way. Josh in New Orleans writes, I think Israel has been taking advantage of America's relationship to do almost anything they want against the Palestinians. President Obama's calling them out on this. If anything is making the situation worse, it's a lack of compromise in the peace process. Ark in Brandon, Mississippi, it's about time someone in American politics spoke truth to power. The festering sore that is Israeli relations with its neighbors must be resolved if there's to be any hope of peace and stability in the region. So far, the U.S. has insulated Israel from having to face the ultimate reality of a Palestinian state. Israel won't change course unless forced to reassess what's in their best interests and ours.
Coming up, we shift gears to the conversation about the Supreme Court ruling on overcrowding in prisons when the next Talk Radio Countdown Show segment begins.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko, ma'am.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings. Savings.
Much better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thomas Jefferson once wrote, "The price of freedom is eternal vigilance." All over the world today, people are fighting for their freedom, to pursue their dreams, to live without oppression and tyranny, to protest openly for their beliefs. At the Washington Examiner, we know that freedom isn't free. That's why we celebrate freedom every day. Join us at WashingtonExaminer.com.
Talk Radio in Review. I'm Doug Steffen. This week, the Supreme Court ruled that severe overcrowding in prisons causes needless suffering and even death, violating the Eighth Amendment, which is banned on cruel and unusual punishment. Raquel Maria Dillon from the Associated Press talked about the Supreme Court decision, which will result in the state of California releasing about 46 to 48,000 inmates.
California's state prisons are filled to capacity and then some, with 143,000 offenders living in facilities designed to house 80,000 inmates. Prisoners' rights advocates say that tight quarters can lead to violence, like here at the Chino State Prison in 2009, a riot that left 175 injured and at least $5 million in property damage.
There's no other state that's in the same situation as California. Our prison system is extraordinarily overcrowded, and the state of medical and mental health care is quite dismal.
On Monday, the Supreme Court ordered the state to release about 33,000 inmates within 2 years. The 5-4 decision said poor medical care behind bars was cruel and unusual punishment and violates the Eighth Amendment.
Female inmates, detect a lump in their breast and bring it to the doctor's attention and sometimes wait years before they're able just to have a mammogram.
The decision upholds a previous order to reduce the inmate population to 110,000 within 2 years, but leaves the door open for the state to ask for more time.
The Los Angeles County District Attorney says sending convicted criminals back into the streets early would be a big mistake because it would hurt law-abiding citizens. California is already working to comply with the court order. Governor Jerry Brown recently signed a law that would move 40,000 inmates from state prisons to local county jails, but the state legislature hasn't funded it yet.
USC law professor Heidi Rummel says the state is a victim of its own punitive sentencing policies and cutbacks to rehabilitation programs that keep parolees out of trouble.
The prisons are full of two-strikers and three-strikers, a significant number of whom are not violent offenders. They are now serving very long sentences. And so unless California goes back and revisits its sentencing policies, we will have to house and incarcerate these inmates into their old age, which is extraordinarily expensive.
Meanwhile, detention in overcrowded prisons continue. There was a riot at a prison outside of Sacramento on Friday and another at San Quentin just yesterday.
In California, host Rick Roberts here with ABC's Alex Stone. They focus on the details of the ruling on prison overcrowding.
With us, once again, ABC News correspondent Alex Stone to talk about this. Alex, how you doing?
Hey, Rick, doing well. And this ruling coming down 5-4 from the U.S. Supreme Court, saying that what California did not want to hear, that it has to release a big chunk of prisoners, anywhere from 38,000 to 46,000 prisoners, to try to bring down those numbers and bring down the overcrowding.
Whose fault is this? Because a lot of taxpayers are saying to themselves, you know what, I pay taxes, at least a portion of those taxes, going to keep the bad guys out of my neighborhood. Now, because somebody either mismanaged the money or didn't build the appropriate number of facilities, I've got to deal with all these guys coming back out in the community. Somebody's got to be culpable here.
Well, you know what? Some of it turns into the faces of Californians in that the state will tell you that as they try to build prisons and more of them over the years, that everybody says, not in my backyard. Nobody wants it. It's been a big issue as the discussions have gone on about should they move San Quentin over the years, the only death row in the state of California on a very pricey piece of land in Marin County that they could get a lot of money for. You remember not that long ago, maybe a year ago, under Schwarzenegger, they were making the waves again that we hear every couple of years about potentially moving San Quentin to somewhere that's not such a pricey piece of land where they could extend it, they could have more, same with some other prisons. But there is so much red tape in putting a prison up, and you can imagine that if they said that they were going to move a prison to San Diego, people would go crazy saying, we do not want a state prison, brand new one with everything that comes with it, all of the baggage here in our community. So the state says, look, we don't have any money to build anything now. When they did, there was a lot of fight over people saying, we don't want this in our backyard. You can point the fingers in a whole lot of directions, but the bottom line is they've got the situation now where there are not enough facilities. The numbers of people being sent to prison are at record numbers, and they're trying to find places for them to go. And now we get to where we are today, where California is saying, well, we can't release 46,000 prisoners into the streets, and the Supreme Court saying, you got to do that or find some other place for them to go. That's the next hurdle here, is finding where do they send them.
Here's host John McConnell talking about Supreme Court decision that lets these inmates back onto the street.
Anytime you've had these kind of arguments about judges saying release this one or do that one, well, why don't you release them in your neighborhood? I guess that's what Scalia is saying in here. You're going to release a bunch of criminals, and they're going to be back out on the streets. The recidivism rate is pretty high amongst criminals anyway, certain types of them, certain types of types of criminals, the ones who commit certain types of crime. The recidivism rate is high. But the fear is that they are going to release a bunch of criminals out onto the populace, who they were in prison to begin with. And yet we got a guy in Slidell who's now going to serve a life sentence for his fourth time being convicted of possession and selling marijuana. So the question today is, I mean, what do you think about this? What do you think about them releasing that many prisoners? Is this a good idea or a bad idea? Is one of the reasons we see so much recidivism is because there are so many overcrowding prisons? Do you want to see him in your neighborhood? Are you willing to hire somebody who is an ex-con, you know? And what should we do? I mean, where do you draw the line on who goes to the pokey? I mean, I went to the Liuza Palooza over there, Mike Bordelon, sitting at a red light, guy runs Liuzas, sitting at a red light on Canal, hit from behind by a drunk driver. It's at least his eighth DWI. I've heard as high as 11, but let's go even with the low number. Eight times? Eight DWIs? Hit him at 80 miles an hour, had the minimum insurance, no suspended license. Eight times hit him, you know, I mean, they're having to have a big fundraiser to help defray his expenses because that guy's insurance was crap. His insurance has run out. So where should this guy be with 8 years of DWI? I mean, when he's sober, maybe he's a real nice guy and a productive member of society. Not, I mean, should we put that guy? And would he be on the list to get out? Who would you let out? Should prisons be only for violent offenders? Should the bars be there for people who are not to be trusted around people at all? I mean, you know, you got your murderers, but you got armed robbers, you got burglars, you got is a car thief not a carjacker, just a guy who steals cars for a living? Does he belong behind bars? He doesn't carry a gun. He doesn't threaten people. He sneaks up and steals cars. I mean, you know, it's costing all of us in insurance and everything else. But it's not a violent crime. Should he be in the pokey? Where would you draw the line? Where would you draw the line? Who would you put in jail? Is the answer now more prisons or is it less prisoners? What should be incarcerating offenses? I mean, literally, should it be only violent crimes? What about somebody who, I mean, Bernie Madoff was not a violent offender, and yet his actions just ruined the lives of I don't know how many people. How many people out there were ready to retire and come to find out all that was a big scam? So he's not a violent offender, but I don't want him coming out for the rest of his days. You know, he for what he did, he deserves to go away forever.
Coming up next, turning our attention to the rapture event or non-event, which has now been pushed back to October. You believe it?
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio and talk television, all about the discussion Harold Camping had with his membership. He insists he was not wrong. Originally, he claimed that some 200 million believers would have been taken up to heaven while those left behind wandered in post-apocalyptic misery for 5 months. Now, he's certain the end of the world comes in October. Here, Talko's Dale Jackson, focusing on the newly rescheduled Judgment Day and an email he got from a listener who didn't appreciate that he didn't take the rapture seriously.
Those of you who are awaiting Judgment Day last weekend, sorry about your luck, but don't worry. The preacher who got it completely wrong informs you that Judgment Day is still coming. It just so happens it's in October. I mean, you guys, silly. Spiritual Judgment Day was this Saturday. The actual Judgment Day is going to be in October. And I got an email that was deadly serious about this issue of God and Judgment Day. Because if you remember yesterday, I said God punked you. It was a joke. It was in no way, shape, or form meant to be a serious conversation. But I made the comment that God basically was mean. Like, he was, the point was, he was basically teasing these people and telling them that, hey, the rapture's coming, and then not providing it. And I made the point about Abraham, where he told Abraham to go up and, kill his kid, and then at the end he was like, nah, don't worry, kill this ram instead. You know, that was a joke. Well, I guess humor is subjective, because there are some people who just cannot take a joke, and no matter how unfunny it may be, they get serious on you. You need help. This is the beginning of the email. You need help. And they go on, and I'm going to read this all to you. For a guy that does a tremendous amount of research on his political subject, your ignorance of Scripture is appalling. And is quite evident by some of your statements you made about the rapture. What you need is a spiritual advisor. Bill Clinton had Jesse Jackson. Barack Obama had Jeremiah Wright. And Dale Jackson needs somebody to help the boy. Now, when Jesus left the earth, the Bible says he ascended into heaven in a cloud. His disciples stared towards the heavens and with their mouths open. Just like in his resurrection, two angels appeared and said, "Ye men of Galilee, why do you stand staring at the heavens? This same Jesus will return again in a like manner." Operative word is stand. They were not just to stand there, but go and spread the good news of the gospel to all men, which they did in one generation without the aid of Facebook, Twitter, blogs, or the internet. The Bible says Jesus will come again in the clouds for his bride, the church, that is. All those who have believed in him, the trumpet will sound with a shout, and Christ will appear in the clouds. He will not set foot on this earth this time, but will call the bodies of those who have died in him out of the graves. The sea, or wherever they have fallen, to be resurrected, like he was to receive a glorified body. That is the body designed to dwell in the presence of the holy God without sin or death to be joined in their soul. He will be bringing a lot of folks with him. Those that are alive will be caught up to go with him and will likewise receive a glorified body fit to dwell in the presence of the Lord. They will not experience death. There's no such thing as a rolling rapture. This is where I realized this guy didn't understand that there was not 1 second, not 1 second of serious conversation on this program about the rapture.
Talk host Michael Garfield focused on camping, rescheduling the end of the world.
He's a Christian radio host. He said Monday that the apocalypse is now going to come 5 months after May 21st. That's the original date he predicted. Okay, he predicted that 200 million Christians would be taken to heaven last Saturday before the earth was destroyed. I'll tell you what, when I drove in yesterday, there was a lot of traffic still in the Southwest Freeway. I don't think it actually happened. Don't think so. Because if you go take 200 million Christians, I'd still be here. Southwest Freeway was still backed up, as far as I know. But apparently, I'm going to have a ton of Halloween candy. Because on October 21st, 200 million Christians are going to be taken to heaven. Which technically is heaven here on earth, because I get all the Reese's peanut butter cups that I want. He's got this ministry. It's called the Family Radio International, okay? They spent millions of dollars. A lot of it from donations, okay, made from the followers. That was pretty smart, listeners. That was pretty smart. And they put up billboards. I did not see one billboard at all. At all. 5,000 billboards. They had 20 RVs plastered with the Judgment Day message. Dude's 89 years old. He's retired. He's a civil engineer. And he was pretty darn quiet Saturday. Saturday was quiet. Sunday didn't say anything. Judgment Day, technically, he comes back. He says, it actually happened last Saturday. But it was spiritual, not physical. Okay? He said, we've always said May 21st was the day, but we didn't understand altogether the spiritual meaning. So now it's going to be October 21st. Okay, we got that straight. Because I'm going to put this guy on the clock next time when you're going to predict the end of the world. Can you print, teacher? Can you be more specific? I want an exact time.
This and other things of paramount importance on the countdown are all available in more detail at the Talk Radio Countdown Show box at Doug Steffen.
Well, I have garlic.